Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at the new RICS assessment platform. This is available to view now on the RICS website and will be launched for use on the 12th of December 2022, following the final stages of live testing by RICS. This means that there may be a few final minor amendments prior to the full live launch, so stay tuned to our blog and weekly newsletter for any further announcements. So what's new? And there's lots. The RICS have completely redesigned the new assessment platform based on feedback on the old ARC system. We've been taken on a tour of the new system by RICS, and it is definitely simple and easy to use. However, do not panic, as the new platform is being rolled out in stages and will not affect UK candidates submitting in Session 1 2023 for the APC or ASOT RICS assessments. The first UK candidates to be affected will be APC Preliminary Review Land and Property in March 2023. For Session 1 2023 APC and ASOT RICS candidates, the existing online application form will continue to be used, and you will not have to apply for assessment via the new platform. If you head to our website blog, you can see the global rollout in various stages for the new platform. The RICS website has plenty of training on how to use the new system. However, stay tuned to find out about our summary and top tips for how to use it effectively. We've split up the rest of this podcast into advice for candidates, counsellors, and assessors. So if you know anybody who may be interested to find out more, then please do share this podcast with them. First things first then, what are some of the key improvements? The CPD record now has an inbuilt rule to require 50% of the total CPD hours to be formal. This will prevent any candidates from applying for assessment without complying with this essential requirement. There's an expanded employment history section to allow candidates to add in a few bullet points on their role and responsibilities. Candidates can change their pathway and counsellor directly on the new platform rather than having to contact RICS to make the change. The system also has improved confidentiality levels. Special considerations can be added online and are far more visible to RICS and assessment panels. And candidates can add in their expected final submission date, which will help them, their counsellor and RICS to manage their assessment journey. Worth a really special mention is the improved proposer and seconder notification system. All candidates at APC final assessment need one proposer and two seconders. All M or FRICS, there's no requirement to have an F specifically anymore, however, and at least one who is outside of the candidate's firm. Candidates can input email addresses and RICS numbers for each of these parties on the new platform up to 3 months in advance of their submission date. This allows approvals to be sought in good time. The parties then receive an email asking them to support the candidate's application. So why is there a new system? After issues with ARC, RICS have since been using an online form for APC and ASOT RICS submissions. However, the new assessment platform replaces this and provides a central resource for the storage of data and submission of written work. It also provides a platform for counsellors to keep track of an approved candidate's submissions and for assessors to submit availability and to view their upcoming assessments. So how will the system work for candidates? Candidates will have access to a platform that looks familiar. It's similar in design to ARC and has been made simple and easy to navigate. Unlike ARC, however, where the summary of experience was uploaded in separate online text boxes for each level of each competency, the new platform makes use of a downloadable Word document template. This can be filled in and uploaded back onto the platform. The template is the same as that used for the existing application process, so candidates will not need to make any major changes to this. The case study includes a downloadable template, which is then filled in and uploaded as a PDF when complete. You can download a case study template with added cover page and other key elements on the free resources section of our website. Sections that are inputted directly into the platform are the CPD record, structured training diary, including filtering for use in compiling the summary of experience, candidate photograph, academic record, and employment history. CPD record now includes the new inbuilt rule requiring 50% of the total CPD hours to be formal, preventing you from applying for assessment if you don't meet this requirement. The professionalism module, which must be undertaken within 12 months of submitting for assessment, is also accessed on the left-hand toolbar of the platform. And then finally, the whole submission can be downloaded as a PDF preview at any time. This is a great way to check how your submission is progressing. I mentioned before that you can now change your pathway directly on the new platform. This then forces a change of competencies that comply with your new pathway. You can also change competencies at any time, and the new system will again ensure that they comply with your specific pathway requirements. I also mentioned you can change your counsellor directly on the platform. When you do this, it'll notify the new counsellor by email, who can then either approve or deny the request. Once approved, the change will show on the candidate's platform and the counsellor will be able to view the candidate on their platform. So what do you need to do if your data was previously stored on ARC? Old ARC data is now referred to as legacy data by RICS. This should simply feed through into the new platform for you to view, such as competencies and photograph. However, for any information inputted into the old ARC summary of experience boxes, there's a legacy data box to click that allows you to download old ARC data as a Word document. You can then use this to upload into either the summary of experience template or your online CPD record. So moving on, how does the counsellor approval process work? The approval process is split into three stages: summary of experience, case study, and overall approval. The counsellor will be able to view their candidate's competencies and levels, employment history, full submission, and CPD record. There's a messaging section on the platform between the counsellor and the candidate, which cannot be viewed by RICS. The counsellor can also leave feedback for the candidate to see in each of the platform sections, such as case study and summary of experience. The counsellor platform also includes counsellor guidance and training modules. Learning and development and training managers at firms will have a new access to their own platform in mid to late January 2023. This will allow them a view-only platform for all of the candidates in their organisation. So, next up, how can assessors use the system? All information for assessors and auditors will be on the platform, including availability, assessment panels allocated to them, and whether an auditor will be present, training requests, including chair, refresher, and SPA, working towards the RICS's goal to retrain assessors every 3 years, and finally, assessor guidance and pre- and post-2018 pathway guides. If you want to find out more about the new platform, head to the RICS website or contact us to arrange your own bespoke training on how to use, navigate, and succeed at using the new RICS platform. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.